Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into Anointed Sounds Radio. The station is bringing you the hits and much, much more with your girl, Elena Sanders, on the Anointed Thought Show. Today, we're supposed to have a special guest, Javen Campbell. So we're waiting on Javen to call in. We'll have him a little bit later. But make sure you stay tuned in because we have a lot to hear from this man of God. So make sure you call in as well. Give us your thoughts. Give us your input. And make sure you call in and speak with Javen, a new kid on the block as far as in the music industry. But he's very, very many talents. So we want to hear what he has to say. So don't go anywhere. Stay tuned to the Anointed Thought Show. Be right back on Anointed Sounds Radio.
Oh, God. I'm a purchaser. I'm chasing the heart of God. I'm a purchaser. I'm chasing the heart of God. Chasing the heart of God. I long to see your face. I chase your heart, oh God. I'm a chase. Oh, chase. I'm a chase. I'm a God.
Having Mr. Javen Campbell. We're going to hear about his music and what's up and coming with him. Let's check and see if we have Javen with us. Javen, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How you doing?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. You're live with us on the Anointed Thought Show on Anointed Sounds Radio. I'm telling you, we're excited to have you on today. Just tell us a little bit about yourself and what's going on with Javen.
Well, I am based here in Los Angeles, California, recording artist and just a worshiper above all, and got a new CD coming out September the 30th, great songs packed. A lot of people know me from TBN, BET, did a lot of stuff with Paula White back in the day, just different stuff from the movie One Night with the King, did some acting in that. So I guess that's me. I don't know.
You said you did some acting.
How about that?
Amen. Now, you said you did some acting. What type of acting did you do?
I was in the movie One Night with the King, a movie that came out about a year ago, The Story of Esther. I was in that feature film, and then I've been in several other independent films as well.
Okay. Now, reading your bio, it gave me a little bit more information, a little bit more insight of what you've done. You are a preacher's child as well. I am one too, so I know how that is. But what made you actually want to go into Christian music? Not just because you were born of a minister, because you have a lot of artists that are out there that were born and raised of come from a family of Christian background that are not in the Christian industry. What made you want to stay in that arena? We know you love God. You know, you can love God and also sing other types of music, but what made you want to just stay in the Christian arena?
I think, first off, I think it's a very good question. For me, it was the testimonies, if you will, or just the emails and just the folks coming up to the table at different concerts and shows and kind of sharing their personal stories of a certain song. I write a majority of all my music, 99% of it. So a lot of songs are from personal situations in my life and circumstances. And so to have a young person or a little girl or an adult, you know, a single mother, whatever, come up and share about how, you know, a certain song got them literally through an extremely tough time or a season in their life, you know, you just realize that it's worth it. You know, it's worth taking the less amount of money, because in Christian music, as opposed to secular music, you don't get nowhere near the accolades, you don't get nowhere near the respect, and you don't get nowhere near the exposure. So it's worth it, you know, when you see the lives that have changed for me. You know, I can only speak for myself, but for me, it's just been worth it, you know. And so, you know, that was the reason why I chose to stick with it and, you know, chose to do, you know, more of it.
Okay. And when you speak of your type of music and then listen to your music, it's, I wouldn't give it a specific genre, but we know we have urban inspirational, we have contemporary gospel, traditional. Where would you place your music?
I'm on the same board as you. I unfortunately, the label, you know, they a lot of times want to force you to put a label on something so that
exactly.
they can understand it. But for me, my music is universal. You know, my audience is universal. A lot when I look at, if you've, you know, look at the facts. You know, I'm not talking about, I know, because a lot of times people say that, you know, their music is for everybody, but then when you look at who's buying their music or when you look at who's coming to the shows and whatnot,
right.
you know, it's a certain type of audience, it's the same people. Literally, if you look at my schedule or follow me around and touring and whatnot, the churches, the audiences, the conferences, the concerts, it's packed with white people, black people, Hispanic people, Asian
okay.
people. Our biggest customer as far as downloads and purchases online is from Japan. So
okay.
it's really music that I think speaks to a, I don't think it's so much about the race of people, I think it's just the type of people. There's a certain type of people in the black race and the white race and other races that people that want to hear that positive, I think, inspiring message that doesn't remind them of, you know, hard times or tough times or whatever. A lot of my music just kind of focuses in on the beauty of life and the beauty of what God has given us in the gift of life. And then it focuses on Him. And, you know, that's me. That's my music. That's what I do. That's what I believe in. And so it shows in the music, and it certainly shows in the audience.
Amen. And you kind of mentioned Japan, moving into the international market. I hear a lot of artists that come on the station say that they get more love overseas versus here in the United States, and I always ask them this question to get a variety or a different variety of answers. Do you feel that the American market is oversaturated with Christian artists versus going over into the international market?
Of course, we definitely have way more Christian artists that are accessible here, and so you got a supply and demand issue where a lot of times people don't even know where to look. It is nothing, and I'm sure there's a lot of artists that can say the same thing. It is nothing for somebody to get one of my CDs and then go, man, where have this CD been all this time? How come we never could find you? Or, you know, I was looking through some of the emails, because I check my emails from time to time as well, and, you know, just got something from a young lady saying, somebody bought your CD for me at another show, and I've been playing it ever since. I'm glad they thought of me enough to grab the CD, because I never would have heard of you or found you and that kind of thing. So a lot of times, because being in America, not only is it oversaturated, but people a lot of times can't even find you here in America when it comes to Christian music. But when it comes to the international borders, you definitely have, I think, a couple of things. Number one, there's a high demand because there's a lack of it in a lot of countries.
Okay.
And a lot of people don't realize Brazil, South America, is a hot spot for Christian music. They love Christian music down there. They love gospel music down there. And I had the opportunity to go down there about 3 or 4 years ago, and it just was an amazing response. So a lot of times there is, because of the lack, the demand is greater. Secondly, because there is not that many people going there, and there's not that many people being introduced over there, it makes for you to, for Christian artists to really get a warm reception, over in other countries, like Germany even, as well as in South Africa, as well as West Africa.
Good.
So you'd be surprised.
That's very, very interesting. Now, would you consider yourself, I wouldn't be considered, are you independent or are you actually signed with a label?
I'm known as an independent artist. That's what I've been known for. That's what that's what I've been branded as, because for the past several years, I have operated completely. My last record deal was back in 2002, and once I finished that deal, I've been going strictly. We put out 2 albums independently since then, both that have done well, and we travel, all year round, 12 months out of the year. And have had just tremendous success with it. But, I did just recently sign a label deal with Tribe Universal Music out of Orlando. And so now technically I'm no longer an independent artist, but that, that's just of recent. And this project that's coming out on September the 30th, it will be the first label project that I've released almost 6 years.
Now tell us about this album that's coming out on September 30th. What will we find on this album that we should experience once we listen to it?
Keeping the Faith is the title cut on the album, and that song, first off, is I call it the get up in the morning. That's the first song you got to hear. Put it in your car, whether you're walking or do your workout thing. That's the one to play, because that's the one that has that straight-up beat that just kind of keeps you. But also, there's a message there that speaks directly to the heart, but it does it in – I don't want to say it's in a worship way, but it's in a ministerial way, but with a worship feel to it. Now, and I don't even know if people even understand that as I say it, but you just have to hear the song. But then also the project leans more inspirational worship stuff too, So there's a tune on there called "None Like You," and it'll put you more in the kind of remind you more of what's going on with some of the Hillsong stuff and whatnot. So there's some praise and worship moments in it, but there's also that element of artistry, the way we stop down and we do some ballads. There's a tune that I've been known for a long time called "Count It All Joy," that we've never recorded in a while, and so I'm really excited that we finally got in the studio and put this song down, because this song has ministered to so many people, and it's just taken straight from James about counting all joy when you fall into diverse places. And so we did that as a big ballad, and people are going to get that with the strings and all that kind of stuff. So to me, and then there's a crazy house tune on there called "With All My Life." It's just straight up house music. And it's all of what we talked about. It's universal music. You'll get an opportunity to worship. You'll get an opportunity to work out, and you'll get an opportunity to dance. So I think the album is awesome. Of course, it's mine, but I do think it really does lend itself to really giving people a good experience from top to bottom.
Now, those who just tune in with us today, we have special guest on the show, Javen Campbell, who's telling us about his new album that's coming out, as well as his ministry. And one of the things I would like to ask Javen is, are you a writer? Do you write your music, or is it actually written for you?
I write all my songs.
Wow. Now, how much feeling do you get from that, being the writer of the song and actually ministering the song? What do you feel the difference between someone actually writing it for you or you being the writer and the artist as well?
Well, I can't speak for other artists. For me, I feel irresponsible if
right.
I feel irresponsible if I'm not singing a song that I at least if I didn't write it, at least put some effort towards it and have been a part of it in some way. I'm not opposed to singing other people's songs. And, you know, if somebody has a hit song or somebody has a great song that, you know, touches me or whatever, I'm all for it. But, you know, in my downtime, like we just finished this project, you know, a couple of weeks ago. So, you know, pretty much all summer, it's been downtime for me as far as in writing is concerned, because the album's already, you know, it's been in the, you know, they're mixing it and all that kind of stuff. So I ain't got nothing but, you know, creative time on my hands,
right.
You know, if I'm not doing the show or whatever. So, you know, I don't, you know, why not sit down? You know, songs come to you, and they come to you all the time. So, you know, if you're a songwriter, it comes to you all the time. So I'm overwhelmed with songs now. You know, we're at a place now to where we're, you know, pitching songs to other people at this point. But for me, it just, you just feel a greater connection because you know every word, you know where every word comes from. You know, when there's a song like "Want to Celebrate the Day You Saved My Life," it's the bridge part of a tune called "Celebrate" that I wrote, and it says, "Want to celebrate the day you saved my life. Want to celebrate the way you changed my mind. Want to thank you for the love that sets me free, Lord. I will celebrate you throughout eternity." Just simple lines like that. You know, yeah, it sounds simple to the average listener, but for me, when I sing it, I know. You know what I'm saying? I know
exactly. It's more of your testimony.
Jesus, you know what I'm saying? I know exactly where that comes from and what that means to have God change my life, you know, from foolishness to favor, you know, and just it's just been amazing to even tap into that, because that wasn't something I did before, and it was a gift that I discovered later in life, that's for sure.
Awesome, awesome. David, we're going to be getting into your song. We're going to play your song for the listening audience, Keeping the Faith. Now, introduce that song to the audience, and we're going to get into it. Tell us a little bit about Keeping the Faith.
I wrote Keeping the Faith when I was seriously dealing with, when I got one of those days when I was getting phone calls from every angle and all of them were negative. When I was finding out stuff, when I was finding out unexpected things, unexpected bills, unexpected situations that I thought were taken care of, weren't. And it just became a day that was so heavy. And in that moment, you know, I heard the voice, you know, I heard that thought pattern, I heard from God, if you will. And it was just a simple statement, you keep the faith. And I wrote this song immediately, and I wrote it for people, you know, because the thought came to me, you know, how many people have bad days like that? You know, the days where you just really feel like it's a wrap, you know. And that's what this song is about. It's about just letting you know that no matter what the situation is, put a smile on your face, and you just keep keeping the faith.
Amen. For those who, again, are just tuning in, Javen Campbell online, and we're going to hear it right here first on Anointed Sounds, Keeping the Faith. Don't go nowhere. We'll be back with Javen Campbell.
Me and I'll be a long time gone. Hang
Sounds Radio Station bringing you the hits and much more. We're on the line with Javen Campbell. Awesome song, man of God.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
Thank you.
It's
hot
awesome.
In there. I love it.
Very, very inspirational. Keeping the faith. Don't give up. Keep going no matter what the situation may be. That's what it's all about. That is what it's all about. I'm telling you. And it seems like your songs a little bit are songs to motivate people. Just not only to motivate them about God, but just to keep them inspired that there's something better on the other side.
That's my MO, if you will. That's my desire. You know, my whole thing is if you can't keep people motivated or if you can't encourage somebody, then, you know, you're not really being authentically you. Because
right.
I think within each of us is the ability to encourage one another or to help one another. And that's just me. You know, anytime I encounter anybody, you know, my first thing is always looking to see what I can do to be an encouragement or to be a blessing. And so it definitely shows in the music.
Man. Now tell the listening audience where in September can they buy your album?
September the 30th is the street date. They'll be able to go to any of the Christian bookstores and grab it. They should be able to go to Walmart and buy, and pretty much wherever Christian music is sold or inspirational music is sold, they should be able to find the CD. And I'm excited about it. It's the first national release that I've had in over 5 years. And so
wow.
Y'all got to definitely go out there and let folks know that we're worth keeping the faith. So I appreciate it.
All right.
I want to tell people, too, my MySpace page is Javen Online, which is J-A-V-E-N O-N-L-I-N-E, Javen Online. So myspace.com/JavenOnline. And that's also the same address for the for our website, too, which is JavenOnline.com. But welcome to stop by and not only hear some of the new music, but also find out where we're going to be next so they can come and catch a live show or something like that.
Man, that was my next question. I guess we were kind of in tune in the spirit because I was going to ask you, where can they contact you? Because I know that I've seen you on TBN and some of the other different channels. And do you actually do church conferences and so forth? Do you go out and minister?
Definitely. We, as a matter of fact, in the fall, we're going to start a worship series, a conference series, where we're going to be going to some of the local churches and doing about 2 to 3 days with the local churches there. And giving other worship artists an opportunity to share some of their original worship songs and see what we can do to kind of school them and point them in the right direction. I get asked so many questions all the time of how to get started and that kind of thing. So we're going to try to provide that seminar in the fall so people can be on the lookout for that and check our website out for more information on that. As a matter of fact, this coming Thursday, we'll be on TBN. That's August the 8th, I believe, August the 7th. Right here in California, and I think
okay.
It airs 7 o'clock on the East Coast, 10 o'clock West Coast.
All right. So make sure you check out Javen on TBN. That's August 7th, which is that Thursday. You said 7 o'clock on the West Coast and 10 o'clock on the West Coast, 7 o'clock in the East Coast. Is that what you said?
Yeah, I think it usually airs 10 o'clock on the West Coast and 7 o'clock on the East Coast. I think it's how it works. I'm not sure. Oh, no.
Okay.
It's opposite. It airs 10 o'clock. It airs 10 o'clock on the East Coast and 7 o'clock West Coast.
Okay.
This coming Thursday.
Right. Make sure you definitely tune in. Again, his album is being released September 30th, Keeping the Faith. You can contact Javen at myspace.com/JavenOnline or his website, which is JavenOnline.com. Is that correct, man of God?
That is correct. Thank you so much.
No problem. Make sure you always stay tuned into Anointed Sounds Radio. Is there something you'd like to tell the listening audience before we, as you would say in the church, do our benediction today?
The only thing I want to say to everybody and to all the listening audiences, without question, no matter what's coming your way, know that according to Philippians 1 and 6, that he which has begun a good work in you is faithful to complete it, meaning that everything in your life is already a completed work. All you have to do is just continue to walk it out. And the only way you're going to be able to walk that out is you've got to keep the faith. Love you. God bless you. Thank you guys for letting me come and be a part of this show today. Appreciate
Amen.
It.
Thank you, Javen, for allowing us to interview today. And, again, his album will be released September 30th. It'll be in all stores. Make sure you hit it up because we want to make sure we keep Kingdom Music on top of the charts and the billboards. Hit him up on MySpace, myspace.com/JavenOnline, or his website, JavenOnline.com. Again, thank you, man of God, for being on Anointed Sounds Radio, the Anointed Thought Show, bringing the hits and much, much more. Make sure you stay tuned into us 24 hours a day as we're here with you on Anointed Sounds. Thank you so much, and God bless.
Thank you. Love you.
First giving all the gospel, but of my life I want to testify a different way than some of y'all may be used to. See, this time last week I was faced with a crisis, when my wrong turned to right and my right turned to wrong. I didn't know where to turn, so I threw up my hands and stole along.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
No matter how I feel, my answer still will be
yes. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Even when I'm going through, I'll lift my hands and say
yeah, 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 yeah.
He's been so good to me.
Anointed Sounds Radio, the station bringing you the hits and much, much more. Again, www.anointedsounds.com. S-O-U-N-D-Z. You're tuning in with your girl, Elena. I'm telling you, we just got David Campbell on the line. Make sure you'll get this Man of God CD. You have to go get it. September 30th is when it will hit the stores. It will hit the streets, he says. You can go purchase it online. You can go in Walmart, Target, whatever. CDs are sold. All the places CDs are sold, make sure you go buy his CD. A very anointed man of God. I see him as a worship leader. You can contact Javen, myspace.com/JavenOnline.com, or hit him up on his personal website, that's JavenOnline.com. Make sure you always stay tuned to Anointed Sounds. As you know, last show, we gave away tickets to the Gospel Fest, the 2008 Gospel Fest. We had 40 tickets that we gave away. Congratulations to all the winners. Make sure you stop by Anointed Sounds booth, broadcasting live at the Gospel Fest. We want to talk to you. We want to take pictures. We want to just worship with you. So make sure you stop by with us on Anointed Sounds Radio. 2008 Gospel Fest. Let me tell you about that, ladies and gentlemen. August 8th and 9th in Atlanta, Georgia, the 2008 Gospel Fest. It's going to be at Gwinnett Civic Center. It's going to be a tribute to Dorothy Norwood. You want to be there. You want to be in the house. I'm telling you, there's going to be a lot going on. Also, that's coming up is the Youth Gospel Entertainment Awards, YGEA.net. It's going to be hosted also here in Atlanta, where you can give praise and worship to all of those worship leaders that are out there, those youth teams, holy hip-hop artists. It's a big, huge award show. You can go to www.ygea.net, log on, and vote for also Anointed Sounds Radio. You can vote for us, the best radio station, best internet radio station, 24 hours a day. We're broadcasting live sermons, talk shows. We have even plays and skits on our station, so make sure you do that. You can vote for many well-known artists. V3 will be there, Sean Harden, we have Sean Simmons, all the people will be at this, Ken Jones will all be there, so make sure you go to YGEA.net, that's the Youth Gospel Entertainment Awards, and vote for your best show. Now, I want to give some shout-outs to the people who are in the chat room. I see you out there in the chat room still chilling with us. I'm going to give a shout-out to Iceman, 8090. What's going on? You can call me up, hit me up. We can talk, chat. We have a couple more minutes of Anointed Thoughts today. I have about 10 minutes to the show, but you can call in and talk to us. We just had David Campbell online. A shout-out to How Elegant. What's going on? Call in and talk to me. Holly, all of you guys that are in the chat room, we know you're being a little quiet, but you can come on the station and talk to us 24 hours a day, Anointed Sounds Radio. We have a lot going on. That was Javen Campbell, awesome man of God. What I would like for those that are in the chat room or those who have the sound of my voice, because I know we have a lot of listeners. I'm telling you, we're so blessed here at Anointed Sounds Radio, on Anointed Sounds Radio, that we have so many people tuning into us with all the people we've had on our show. We had CeCe Michaela on our show, who y'all know is the crazy cop from Girlfriends. I mean, you need to go and listen to that rebroadcast, because I'm telling you, she is just so funny. You need to go listen to that rebroadcast. We had Kevin Bond on our show, 10-time Grammy Award-winning producer for Yolanda Adams, Kirk Franklin, Donnie McClurkin. This man has produced so many songs, and he's won like 30 Stellar Awards. So, I mean, you need to go on and listen to these broadcasts. We try to bring notable people. We just had Vicky Mack Latiad, who produced Kirk Franklin. Vicky McLaughlin is the person who produced Kirk Franklin. Donna Lawrence, she's the reason why you know who Kirk Franklin is today. She was on, she has gospel-centric records, but she just recently sold gospel-centric records to Sony, so you know that's a big record label. So you make sure you want to get on and listen to that. Cornell Morrell has been on the show. I'm telling you, Anointed Sounds is doing it big. You can listen to us 24 hours a day. Again, it's www.anointedsounds. Now, we spell sounds kind of kind of fashionable, I would say. SOUNDZ.com, where we're broadcasting 24 hours a day. You can listen to your traditional gospel, your holy hip hop, a lot of things that are going on at station. I'm telling you, want to make sure that you tune into us. If you have a lot going on, we want to know about it. If you have an event that's going on, Anointed Sounds does marketing, where we actually have 200,000 people on our email blast that's just a part of the Christian industry. The pastors, politicians, artists, record labels are all on our blast, so make sure you want to just let us know what you have going on with your event. You can contact us. Make sure you do that. We're going to get into some more music. What you heard earlier, we were talking to Javen Campbell again. I'm going to try to pub Javen and his album. This is cool, guy. September 30th, make sure you go buy that album September 30th. Also, we had Christopher, who you heard earlier on the blog. Earlier, it was Christopher with Yes. Let's get into some Antoine Stanley, who was also on our show recently. A lot of y'all know his song, Teach Me. A very anointed man of God. So don't go anywhere. Give us a call right here, Anointed Sounds Radio, 646-378-1119. We want to hear from you. Don't just sit and listen to the sound of my voice. I want to hear what God has done for you. I want to hear your testimonies. Or just tell me how you're doing. Just call and talk to your girl, Elena. We're broadcasting live. You can also go to my website. Listen to my music as well, www.elena, that's A-L-A-N-A, Sanders, SANDERS.com. Again, www.elenasanders.com. Broadcasting live. Here we go with Antoine Stanley, Teach Me. Don't go nowhere. I'm coming back.
I ignored you so much last night, and I just knew that I was through. 'Cause when I walked out that door, I did, my commitment to your will,
saying it's goodbye,
moving hastily,
never asked for.
Now this embarrassment's keeping me up at night.
Your grace is all I see,
reminding me
how good you've been to me.
Everything I see reminds me of you, and songs I hear
make me miss you more and more.
Lord, I've slipped out from under your covering, but I realize my mistakes. Will you hold
matter?
Anointed Sounds Radio, the station bringing you the hits and much, much more. I'm telling you, with the girl Elena, my set is almost over. But thank you guys for tuning in to Anointed Sounds Radio. I enjoyed chatting with those in the chat room. Iceman8090, what's up? I'm glad I was able to help you with what you were trying to do. That's what we're here for on Anointed Sounds Radio. How elegant, Holly. And I see Mindy from BTR is on with us. Good shout out to everyone that's on the line with us. I'm telling you, listen to Anointed Sounds Radio again. That's Anointed Sounds, SOUNDZ.com. We just had Javin Campbell online. We're doing a lot of the big things here on the Christian station. We try to promote all types of artists, holy hip-hop, Christian rock. We do everything. Anything that has God behind it, we're going to do it. We hope that BTR, since Mindy, you on, I see you in the chat room, puts Christian stations on at 7 o'clock. Come on. We're not trying to have a cult here. Just make sure you do that. And if you listen to our rebroadcast Anointed Sounds, we do nothing but positive things here. So make sure you try to do that. Get Christian stations on. Everybody that's been in the sound of my voice, tell BTR to put Christian stations on at 7 o'clock. Over 7 to 9. Y'all want to hear us around that time. But I tell you, I really, really enjoyed you guys being on the show with me in the chat room, chit-chatting. Those who are just being quiet, chilling the sound of my voice. Again, Javin Campbell's album will be out September 30th. We have a lot more shows coming up, like Dave Hollister is going to be on the show coming soon. So make sure you stay tuned to us. Thank you so much for bringing us the hits and much, much more right here on your Christian station. None other than Anointed Sounds Radio, baby, with your girl Elena Sanders.
Bring you the hits and much, much more right here on Anointed Sounds, your number one Christian station.
You're listening to Anointed Sounds, your number one Christian station, bringing you the hits and much, much more. We have well-known artists as well as independent artists from across the globe bringing you the glorification of God. There's no other place that you can receive that glorification but right here on Anointed Sounds. Also, check out our website at anointedsounds.com. That's Anointed Sounds, SOUNDZ.com. Also, respond to our blog with all the comments that we have for you. Your listening pleasure right here on Anointed Sounds, your Christian station.
Yeah.